Isn't it only when our life is in shambles that we, many of us, find ourselves on our knees asking God for direction? You know, when we find ourselves in the corner crying for help, wondering why God never answers our prayers, wondering if God even listens to us, wondering if God exists, before we admit that we actually are the problem here. We don't listen to God or allow God to be involved in our lives. We don't allow God to help us in our decision-making processes. And then when we go down a road, right, and we hit rock bottom, and we ask God, where are you? And God's saying, well, you kind of left me back here at this turn. Many times God's been trying to get through to us for years, and now that we are troubled, we conveniently turn to God. And then instead of appreciating God's presence and healing in our lives, we turn on God and question God's existence. Typical human behavior, isn't it? We read about it in the Bible. I guess in that respect, we haven't changed much over 4,000 years. Instead of looking in a mirror and seeing our own faults, we blame someone else. You know, the Adam and Eve principle, right? Well, let's be different. Let's start today and let's be different. Matter of fact, from what I've experienced of this church so far, I know you're different. I know you're different. I believe personally you're better than that. I believe in the people of this church. And I think we ought to covenant together right now to begin spending time with God. What do you think about that? As a church, think how powerful that would be if we covenant together right now, right here, right now. Sorry, a song just popped into my head as I said that. To covenant with God that we would spend more time with Him. How about right now, let us promise our spouses, our kids, that we're going to spend more time with them, our grandparents, whatever our family shape is right now. What would happen if you turn to them and say, you are my priority and I promise to spend more time with you? Well, you know what? Let's find out. So let's take a few moments of silence and turn to God and say, you are my priority. I promise to spend more time with you and listen to you. Now, I don't want you to do this just because I'm asking you to do it. If you do this, I want you to really be serious about it. Let's take a moment, let's bow our heads, and let's pray, and let's say, God, you are my priority. I promise to spend time with you. Now, remembering where we are in worship, let's turn to our family members and let's literally say, again, if you mean it only, you are my priority too. I promise to spend more time with you and listen to you. Let's do it right now. Don't be embarrassed. You see, folks, you've heard it before if you've worshiped here and you've heard me speak. I believe with every fiber of my being that God is just waiting to empower you. I believe with everything that I am that we as human beings and as Christians in this world barely scratch the surface for the power that we have in our lives to affect positively other people's lives, to bring healing to their lives. Do you hear what I'm saying? God is just waiting for us to pause and say, God, help me in this life. What do you think? You see, God is so excited in my opinion. God is so excited to fill you with the freedom and power and joy that God created you for. Can we understand that, or can we at least try to understand that? Well, let's look at some biblical examples. God asks us to listen. I don't remember if I put this down on the insert or not. You might want to grab a pencil and write down these scripture as we go through them. You won't have time to look for them in the Bible. Exodus 23, verses 20 through 22. God says, I'm going to send an angel in front of you.